KO4JKV, KO4NUE.
QE is KO4JKV. How you doing there?
Hey, Duncan. How you doing tonight, sir?
I'm pretty good. I'm all set to go. Earlier today, the my reception is really bad, but it's improved quite a bit. In about midday, I kind of got down with a fever and had like a 101.8, but I'm icing it down. Got some sparkling water, some diet tea, ice down, and trying to stay cool. Back to you.
Oh, it's the first thing I'll tell you. If you are not feeling well and you want somebody to cover down, just let me know. I'll be glad to cover. Or Anna said she would. Second thing is, if you decide to proceed on, just relax. No sense in being nervous. You got it. And I know, you know, 20, 30 minutes before the net starts, you get this bad juju. And it's all good. Just, you got it.
KO4JKV. Yep, I got it. I'm looking forward to it. Just going to take it slow and, you know, I got a lot of light in here so I can see what I'm reading. So I think we're going to persevere. And also Gary said he'll shadow me. So if I get into the weeds or the reception gets really bad, he'll take over. But right now the reception is really good.
Good. Okay, well, good luck, bud. And, you know, nobody... I'm sure other people told you, but appreciate you stepping up. That's a good thing. So, 73s, we'll see you on the net, and good luck, bud. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
All right, thanks a bunch. We'll see you. Well, I'll hear from you here in a little bit. KO4JKV, clear.
KA3JCA.
KO4JKV.
W4DJW, mobile. Club meeting. I didn't see you in the virtual list.
I created an account, otherwise you appear as unknown person. I didn't do that. I just went into the meeting. I couldn't figure out how to turn on the sound of the camera, so I just sort of lurked there for a while.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you were able to attend in any form or fashion.
Storage batteries. I know you were, the deal was to offer them at a discount to club members. I think I left you an email on this. One of the things I was thinking of building was a solar panel, some homebrew solar panel system. So I might be interested in storage batteries.
20 amp lead acid batteries. They're built for a Honda Goldwing. And they're regularly $80 a battery, and the club's selling them for $20 a battery. To club members only. That's a club member thing.
I was just curious.
That doesn't mean you can't be a club member.
You have a point there.
Saving money on your first battery. Yeah, you would. On your first battery, you'd still save money if you did it that way.
Power. Okay, not a whole lot. 12 volt, 20 amp hour batteries.
That's a 12 volt, 20 amp hour, and they're not activated, so they're as good as new until they're activated.
Need, I guess, pour water in to make the electrolyte.
You pour the acid in, and then I think you top it off with water, and then you charge it, and that activates them.
No electrolyte. So you have to pour sulfuric acid and water in some combination to make the electrolyte. So basically, if you can store them forever. I mean, you could have them 50 years from now until you add water and acid. You know, there's no reaction.
That's how it works.
What was it? It was a good gimmick. They were selling on television that one, they were selling some flashlight that, it runs on water. No. It's a wet cell. It's got powdered electrolyte and dry chemicals in it. You add water and it makes the electrolyte. You know, it was a silly gimmick. But what was that thing they were selling, the wet cell flashlight?
for that one. That's a new one on me. Was that when you were living up north?
Even more recently than that. One of those, you know, TV product, whatever it was, I'm trying to remember the name of it, but basically they were advertising, oh yeah, you can store these things for 10 years, but basically that's what it was, you know, add water, you know, I mean, plunge the thing into a mud puddle if you have to, and when you add the water, the dried acid and electrolytes basically go into solution, and, they were advertising it as the flash that runs on water.
I remember something that you used to break. You'd break it, and then the chemicals would mix, and then you'd get light.
It's an artificial version of luciferin, which is what fireflies use. It's basically artificial luciferin and hydrogen peroxide. When you break the inner vial, the two chemicals mix. The peroxide releases oxygen and activates luciferin. So it's something, well, not luciferin per se, but something similar. Yeah, it's what fireflies use, or, you know, kind of.
Used for night flying airplanes a long time ago, with a green one on one side and a red one on the other side and a white one in the front. And then you'd set a camera up on a tripod, and you'd leave the shutter open, and then you fly a pattern with the airplane and land, and then you shut the shutter on the camera. It's pitch dark, and the only thing you can see are those lights moving through space. And then when you process that picture, it's really cool. It's like two ribbons floating in the air, or three ribbons, a red, a green, and a white ribbon floating through the air, whatever pattern you flew the airplane in.
I don't know exactly what's in those light sticks. Some man-made version of luciferase. So it's, you know, it's a man-made firefly. I used to take pictures like that at night. I may have some of the Brooklyn on the taken on the Brooklyn Bridge. You know, an exposure of 1 or 2 seconds. So the bridge in the foreground is still, and you see headlights and taillights of cars.
That's another good example. People do that. Oh, yeah, get up over a bridge and look at all the cars go by. The streaks of headlights on one side and the streaks of taillights on the other side.
I have those photos. I have to look. It may have been on film that I got that had to be digitized, or I may have had it as digital. I can't remember. But I'm sure I took, because as many times as I visited that site, I'm sure I took a few of those from the top of the Brooklyn Bridge.
With the camera, with the shutter left open, W4DJW.
Basically a 1 or 2 second exposure. You know, you got to set the camera on a tripod, obviously, or brace it against something. Or sometimes you could also, a lot easier to set up, you could use a monopod, which is easier to carry around, easier to set up, and for a short exposure of a second or so, it holds the camera steady enough.
I remember seeing people do it that way. You can see at the beginning where you jittered when you were pushing the button to open the shutter, and then it was smooth after the first, you know, 200 milliseconds or something like that.
What you do is if you have one of the old film cameras where the old single lens reflex cameras where you could lock up the mirror in advance of taking the picture, because the single lens reflex action, when you consider, there's a lot of mechanical stuff that has to go on in a short period. Okay, let's see, the mirror has to flip up, the lens has to stop down, the shutter fires, the lens opens back up, the mirror flops back down. So in some of the, you know, in some of those cameras, you could actually lock up the mirror in advance when you're using a long lens or, you know, a long exposure. I got a bunch of film cameras on a shelf somewhere. It's my Museum of Useless Cameras.
Recognizing Steve, I remember when I had a can't know, a Nikon, Nikon D70. And I was wanting to do lapse time photography out the back window of the squirrels, and the hawks would come down every now and then, and the moles and the ground squirrels that would run around, and birds. I set it on the back window, and I had a Raspberry Pi set up to get it to trigger, like once every second or once every half a second. Anyway, there were 80,000 pictures before I broke that. All that mechanical action that you were talking about, Glenn, about 70 or 80,000 snaps like that, and that was the end of that mechanical. So something broke inside there. Go ahead, Steve, W4DJW.
Talking about the long exposures, let me tell you what I used to do. Am I still in the repeater? Have you got me?
Can you hear Steve, Glenn?
No, but I hear you fine.
What I used to do is I would take the camera outside, and I'd go to an area like, you know, that would have either bats or squirrels and that type of stuff. But my favorite was barnyard owls or hoot owls, and I would set up the camera, and I would open the aperture. You know, I'd trigger the aperture open, and if it was a really, really, really dark night, I would wait until an owl or something flew over, and then I'd pop my flash. It's absolutely incredible. You could, as long as you had your timing right with what was in the frame, you could get a stop action black and white photograph that was incredible.
A second curtain flash. The let's see. The shutter is open, and then right as it's closing, the flash goes off. As opposed to the flash going off when the shutter first opens. In the latter case, you get things like, you know, you'll get those movement trails of objects in the frame. And that's also a popular way to do backlighting. If you want to do photograph at night with backlighting, you get some very good effects with that. Yeah, I sort of know. I understand what you're saying.
Here's the thing. I could leave the shutter open for up to a minute at a time, and if I had more than one object fly through the frame or through the capture area of the lens, I'd leave the lens open and exposure up to a minute, and if I popped that thing twice, I could put a couple of different features in the image that were only there one at a time.
You're using the flash. You have the shutter open for a long period of time. Yeah, that would work. I hadn't thought of that. Oh, okay, so you used to do actual photography. I never was a professional photographer, but I sort of know a few things.
That is a pretty good idea, making two things that happen at separate points in time look like they happened at the same point in time. That sounds like witchcraft. Anyway, it's 3 minutes before the net, so I'm going to back out of here before we get jabbering and forget what time it is. W4DJW, I enjoyed it.
Forget what time it was. Sorry, guys, and I'm going to back out, too. 73. Glenn, we missed you in the meeting tonight, buddy. See if you can get that Zoom thing figured out on your phone, and I'll talk to you again soon. KN4, BWA, I'm out of here.
KW-KD2BG. No, I was there. I just was, I guess, invisible. Because, you know, my name comes through as, you know, random number. And, you know, I didn't have the microphone or the camera turned on. But I did see at least part of the meeting. Anyway, 73s, you go and do what you're going to do.
Clearing off for the net. Good night, everyone.
Before DJW.
CQ, this is the Blue Ridge Stream Internet. Your net control tonight is KO4JKV. My name is Duncan, and my location is in Asheville, North Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North and South Carolina border near Highway 276. An elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. For traffic announcements or bulletins, if so, please call KO4JKV. To begin the roll call, this is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call sign, your name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the ride to portion. For the free net check-ins, then move to the Echo Link and then the RF section. Net check-ins, first up we have K3DOV, that is Upstate Amateur Radio Club in Simpsonville, South Carolina. Then we have KM4JWP, that's Brian in Rutherfordton. And then KA4ACL, that's Ashley in Simpsonville, South Carolina. Then KA3JCA, that's Richard in Simpsonville. We have KA4JCA, that's Sally in Simpsonville. And then we have W2AMD, that is Andrew in Simpsonville. Then we have K4XMR, that's Melvin in Prosperity. And next we have W4FCM, that is Fred in Traveler's Rest. And he brings along N4IEI, that is Isla in Traveler's Rest. For the pre-check-ins, we have KG4PFI, that is Don. KG4QLQ, that's Linda in Piedmont. Then we have KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock. KJ4UHF, that's Jack in Greenville, South Carolina. And next up we have KN4HTP, that is Wendy in Simpsonville. And she brings along Mark, W2MJB in Simpsonville as well. Next up we have KW4TS, that is James in Belzer. We have KO4ZEW, that is Benjamin in Simpsonville, South Carolina. Then we have KA5WLL, that's Melvin in Taylors. And then we have KD2DNG, that's Glenn in Gray Court, South Carolina. Free check-ins, we have N4ASW, that is Antonio in Asheville, North Carolina. Then we have KO4RAX, that's James in Easley. Let me scroll down the list a little bit. Next on the list, we have KB2BYQ, that's David in Easley. Then we have K4OSH, that is Patrick in Malden, South Carolina. Then we have KG4WNP, and that is Landon in Greenville, South Carolina. And lastly, we have KM4BLH, that is Curtis in Greenville, South Carolina. I have any Echolink stations? Echolink stations only. Please call KO4JKV or Net Control.
KO4JKB, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, no comment, no traffic, mark me in and out, sir.
And this is Kilo, Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo, Victor for the Bridge, Team Internet. We'd like to check in KN4, RJN, John from Brown Summit, and get you in and out. We'll check with Echo Link stations in a little bit. And day 9, we'll begin with the Echo Hotel Group. If the suffix of your call begins with Echo through Hotel and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call KO4JKV or Net Control.
KO4JKV. Again, Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose. And I have no traffic, and I will hang around for comments.
This is W4, Foxtrot Hotel. Fox, I got a feedback here or something. This is W4, Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
4JKV. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Kenmore, North Carolina. You're sounding good. We'll be negative and negative.
Okay, AKV with the Blue Ridge Stream Internet. Let's like to welcome KN4, RGN John. We already checked you in. That's Echo Link. Next, we have KO4HKX. That's Patrick and Penrose. And we have you marked down for a comment later. Thanks for checking in with us, Patrick. Next, we have W4FHJ. That's Gene and Taylor's. You're in and out. Then we have KC4EZN. That is Harry up in Cameron, North Carolina. We have you negative and negative. Any other stations that would like to check in and the suffix of your call sign begins with Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4JKV or Net Control. We're up to the India Through Lima. If the suffix of your call sign begins with India Through Lima and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Stream Internet, please call KO4JKV or Net Control.
KO4JKV. Great to hear you call the net. Please check in. Kilo. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
KJV. Okay. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, and I am up on this here mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. We're all be calling negative, negative. Safety threes for each one of you.
Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good to hear you on the net, Duncan. You're doing a great job. Thank you for calling the net. Good evening to everybody, and Happy New Year to everybody. No credit, no comment.
4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KC4EZN. That is Harry in Canmore, North Carolina. We've got two in and out. Good to hear you tonight, Harry. Then KK4JBQ. That is Larry in Greer, and he brings along his wife, Donna. KC4MFQ. We got two in and out. Next, we have KK4JFO. That is James up in the mountain in Tuxedo. Thanks for coming in. We got two in and out. And then we got W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. We got you in and out. And, of course, you host that wonderful net on Sundays and on the Bear Walla Mountain Repeater. I'll get more info on that. Next net, I'll be able to fire off those times of when you hold that net on Bear Walla. Okay. Then, let's see, any other stations, India Through Lima. If the suffix of your call begins with India Through Lima, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4JKV or Net Control.
JKV. November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, and Campobello. I'll be negative and negative.
Getting to N4JBM. That is Jerry and Campobello. We got you in and out. And let's see, we already went around twice, so let's move on up to Mike Through Papa. If the suffix of your call sign starts with Mike Through Papa, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 internet, please call KO4JKV or Net Control.
Good evening, Duncan. Please check in Kilo 4. Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and a daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, Paul in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm over in Piedmont tonight. 7 to you and all the net. Negative and negative tonight.
Hello, sir. This is the Lorena Delta. Boy, this is a surprise. Please sit in. 204 Austin, India, Matt. Lost and Edmund. I'll be negative and negative.
4 JKV. X-ray Bravo, forward in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
KV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KK4ONO. That's Lorena, and she brings along KK4 DMW, Rick, along with KM4, MOQ, Michelle. Now, all in Piedmont, we got you in and out this evening. Next up, we have KO4 NNH. That's Fred mobiling around in Piedmont. He got you in and out. Next up, we have KO4 OIM. That is Walt and Inman. Good to hear you, Walt. And lastly, we have KO4 TXB. That is Lloyd and Simpsonville. You have you negative and negative. We'll give another round on Mike DiPapalo. Let's first check the Echo Link, see if we have any Echo Link stations. Echo Link stations and Echo Link stations only. If you'd like, like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4-JKV or Net Control.
KO4-JKV, if you will check in, KA4-P2A. Kilo Alpha 4, Papalco Bake Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself. On the net, no traffic, no roundtable.
Again, KA4PQA, that is Steven, and I didn't get your location. You come back with that location?
I'm in Greenwood.
There's 2-meter net. Thanks, Steven. I got that noted, and thanks for checking in with us tonight. Okay, let's do one more lap for Mike DuPapa, if the subject of your call. Again, says Mike DuPapa, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4JKV or Net Control.
Yes. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna. Location is also Campobello. Anna's in and out. I have no traffic, Duncan. Thank you for calling the net, sir.
JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KO4NUE. That is Chad and Campobello. We got you down for a comment. And then KO4RYP Anna. She's in and out. And Chad, you'll be holding the net tomorrow night at the same time. Now, let's see. Okay, let's go ahead and go to Uniform Through Zulu. If your suffix of your call begins with Uniform Through Zulu, please call KO4JKV or Net Control.
Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Steven Inman. But I'm on the road in Greer tonight on my way home. So everybody have a nice evening, and I'll be negative negative.
In the net, please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. My name is Shane. I'm in Cleveland, South Carolina. No traffic, no table tonight.
Net Control, please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo. Robert in Joanna, 29351. I'll tell you what, skip it. I'm negative and negative, but I'm having a good time anyway. You're doing a good job running the net. Thank you for doing it.
JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KN4VWA. That is Steve in Inman, but he's really in Greer. And then we have N4ZLK. That's Shane in Cleveland, South Carolina. And they got you marked in and out. And then KD4SRR, Robert and Joanna. And you got you negative and negative. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango. If the subject of your call is begins with Quebec through Tango and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4JKV or Net Control.
JKV. Good evening. Please check in Kilo 4X-ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Kilo Tango, KO4YKT, Mark and Inman. I am negative and negative.
JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome K4XB. That is Tommy in Southern Greenville County. That's you negative and negative. And KO4YKT. That is Mark in Inman. We have you marked negative and negative. Thanks, everybody, for checking in. Let's see. Next up, if your call begins with Uniform Through Zulu and you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4, JKV, or net control.
Please check in and out. Kilo, Juliet, 4. Uniform, hotel, X-ray. My name is Jamie, and also Kilo, Juliet, 4. Yankee, Lima, November. My wife, Sabrina. We're in Chesney, South Carolina. Check us in and out.
KJ4 UHX. That is Jamie and Chesney, and we got you in and out. And you bring along your wife, KJ4 YLN, Sabrina. And she's in and out as well. I think I already did a uniform to Zulu already, so I got a little off course here. So let's move to Alpha through Delta. If I missed anybody in uniform through Zulu, we'll get you back here in a little bit. Let's see, if the suffix of your call sign begins with Alpha through Delta and you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge to meet our net, please call KO4JKV or
KO4JKV. Good evening, Duncan. You're doing a fine job. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KKV. Duncan, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie, Hotel, Yankee, KN4, CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
KV. K1CJW, that's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey, that's Roland and Pickett, negative, negative, and a very good evening to all.
For JKV, please check in November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, N4 DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative.
With you here in a second. This is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Let's welcome these fine people. W4DJW, that's Dave, that's our net control manager, and he's in Greer. We have you in and out. In and out. Thanks for checking in, Dave. Next we have KN4CHY, that's Keith and Seneca. We have you negative and negative. Next up we have K1CJW, that's Roland and Pickens. And have you in and out. Then next we have N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. And we have you in and out. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta. If the suffix of your call begins with Alpha through Delta and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KO4JKV or net control.
Duncan, you might want to tell him he doesn't have any audio.
Getting any audio from you, so we'll try you again a little later, but you're just not making it in. I see you're opening up the squelch, but I'm not getting any audio. Let's see. All right, give me just a second here. I've got to turn a page. Let's go all the way through the alphabet. A through Z, Z through A. If the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters A through Z and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-Minute Net, please call KO4JKV or Net Control.
KV, please check in. Kilo, Yankee 4, Tango Zulu, KY4, TZ. This is Jack. I'm in Welford, and I'll be negative and negative.
4JKV. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4 QLG. This is Chris and Liberty, and I will be negative and negative.
JKV with the Blue Ridge to meet the net. We'd like to welcome KY4 TZ. That is Jack, And I got, make sure I got your location right. I got down Wellberg. Is that correct, Wellberg?
4JKV, this is KY4TZ. No, sir, Wellford, South Carolina, W-E-L-L-F-O-R-D.
All right, thanks for coming back for that correction. I got Wellford, and I got that down. Thanks for checking into the Blue Ridge to meet it in. Next, we have KO4QLG. That is Chris and Liberty. Thanks for checking in with us tonight, Chris. And we have you, negative and negative. All right, any other check-ins? All the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu. If the suffix of your call begins with the letter A through Z, and you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KO4JKV or net control.
RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed and Brevard. I'd like to know how my signal strength is since I'm using low power. Other than that, no comments, no traffic. Over.
JKV with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to welcome Ed and Brevard, and to make sure I got your call sign right, Ed, it is WD8RON. Let me know if that's correct. It's not because your signal, because your signal is coming in fine, but let me know if that's WD8RON. Come back.
Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, you have it correct. Over.
All right, thanks for confirming that with me. Yeah, your thing sounds big and strong, so I think you're good to go there. Let's see, have I missed anybody for, let's see, let's check one more time. I don't see any Echo Link stations, just all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 Minute Net, please call KO4JKV or Net Control.
4JKV, and Duncan, you got a copy on me now?
Yeah, I got a copy on you now. That must have been you trying to get in, but yeah, I hear you perfectly now.
Alrighty. Well, yeah, I tried twice. Check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little fried joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic, and Joy will be in and out.
JKV with the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome KI4DOS, that's Gary, and he brings along his wife Joy, K3JOY, and they're in easily, and we have Gary in for a comment, and Joy is in and out. Check-ins that we're going to get. I don't see any Echo Link stations, so this is KO4 now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins in between RAG 2s. Let's see. Let me get back to page 1. First on the list is Patrick, KO4HKX. If you're still out there, please call KO4JKV or Net Control.
We're JKV. For JKV, KO4HKX.
Out there, some signal kind of went in and interfered with it. Try to come back again.
KO4JKV, KO4HKX.
KTX, it's KO4JKV, go ahead.
Duncan, I just wanted to take a minute and say congratulations on your first net. I hope your nerves calmed down after you got started. Tends to be for me, the build up to it is what's more nerving than anything.
Okay, so the Blue Ridge computer, yeah, it definitely was. Had a lot of issues today. I had a hard time hearing signals from this repeater during the day. I don't really listen to the repeater that much during the day. It's usually during the net. But when it came around 8 o'clock, it cleared up. So that took a lot of stress out of it.
You've done a good job, and I appreciate you calling the net tonight. I won't hold you up, and I'll let you move along. I just wanted to congratulate you on your first net and say good job. KO4HKX, back to net control.
KO4HKX, KO4JKV, thanks so much for the kind words, and I made it through almost there. I can see the goalpost. I'm at the 5-yard line. But for your comment, Patrick, I'll break with KO4HKX. This is KO4JKV. Next on the stump, we have Chad, KO4NUE. What's going on with you, Chad?
It's KO4NUE. Not going to hold you up. Just want to drop by and give you a little bit of support tonight and say doing a great job. And glad you joined the fold. So
with that, Anna says hello, and you're doing a, she says you're doing a great job too, so not going to hold you up, but we'll talk to you later. I just want to give you a little support, but it's KO4NUE, back to net.
KV with the Blue Ridge TV Internet. Thanks, Chad, for the support. And, yeah, I made it through. It was definitely a little nerve-wracking. You can probably tell I was twisted my words, but it'll get easier for sure. But thanks again, and tell Anna thanks for her chiming in. Let's see what Gary has to say. KF4DRS. Are you still out there, Gary?
For JKV Internet, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Duncan. Good evening to all on the net, sitting here copying along with you. I will say this, on your total count, don't forget to count yourself. I don't know, I always put my mine and Joy's call signs down at the very, one and two when I call the net. That way I don't forget to include myself and my wife is in the numbers that we collect, and that has been done in the past, and it'll be done again in the future, but, I don't know, I guess that's a little pointer on calling the net, but you're doing a great job, and I'm glad you're feeling a little better. You must be, or you wouldn't be calling the net.
AKV with the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Off, and I just think that's just the adrenaline of running the net for the first time just kind of snapped me out of my slump that I'm in with this cold, but we made it through, and I learned my lesson to you guys, a bunch of fine net controllers, so listen to you guys for a couple of years to kind of see how it goes, and I'll develop my own style over time, and so I'm glad I made it through. So anything else you got there, Gary?
Not all I've got over here on this end of town. I don't know if you went back and asked for the Quebec through Tango groups or if they came back in there and jumped in there in the all call. But you almost skipped over it. You went to Tutep and got Quebec through Tango, but I didn't hear anybody check in that group. But anyway, you're doing a fine job, and I'll sit back and listen to the rest of you then. You take care up there in Asheville, and hopefully we'll see you on the air tomorrow night. 7-3, my friend, KO4JKV in the net, KI4DOS.
Well, he missed me, Gary. KO4JKV. All right, let's just check again through for more check-ins, all the way through the alphabet. If I did miss Quebec Blue Tango, this is your chance. If the suffix of your call begins with the letters A through Z and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-Me Internet, please call KO4JKV or Net Control.
KO4JKV. It's nice to meet you. And you did miss me, but of course I didn't have the radio on. I was sitting here doing CW, so that was my fault. This is N0TR. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Duncan. You're doing a fine job, and everyone on the net. And I'll be negative and negative, sir.
Tom, we'd like to check in N0TR. That's Tom and Greer. Got you negative and negative. But, yeah, it's okay. It's good that you're caught up in CW. And if I missed you, I apologize. But, I think I actually did the Zulu through uniform like four times. So we'll get it ironed out. Let's see. Give me just a second. For comments or check-ins. If so, please call KO4, JKV, or Net Control. Tomorrow, Chad, KO4NUE, will be running the net. I'm sure he would appreciate your patronage tomorrow night and for you to check in tomorrow night as well. KO4JKV now securing the Blue Ridge 2-Me Internet with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3s and good night.
KO4DOS.
That's what I'm going to do. It might take a second. Thanks, Gary. KO4JKV.
Duncan, KI4DOS.
Close on the count, Edward?
Yep, right on there, buddy.
All All right, excellent. Well, we'll see you next Monday. This is KO4 JKV. I'll be clear. Thanks.
Good job, Duncan. Appreciate you calling Lynette, W4DJW.
This is KO4JKV. Thanks a bunch, Dave, for making it through. Thanks for your guidance. Over.
Well, relax now and enjoy the evening. The troublesome part is over. It's behind you. Now it'll be a piece of cake from this point forward. Anyway, you did a great job. W4DJW clear.
Thanks again. KO4JKV clear. Station?
Total amount of check-ins tonight.
This is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge to Internet. Yeah, with total check-ins tonight was 61, over. KO4JKV on the side.
48,
pardon. JKV, there's another station in there. I don't know if you're calling me or another station, but feel free to come back.
Just giving them a call.
You're giving me a call. What was your call sign? I was there. KO4JKV on the side.
4CHY, KN4CHY, N4DJC.
Jerry, yes, Andrew, what do you are?
Whatever you want to, Tom, as long as you don't call me late for dinner.
You don't get me laughing. Bernice and I both checked positive for COVID there yesterday, and it's just like a bad cold, but it stinks. She's over there hacking now too. How you doing?
I may tell you that both of you guys just take care of yourselves.
Yeah, I was writing something down here, Jerry. I've been copying a whole bunch of different CW stations tonight. It's don't ask to explain it too much. I just like one-by-one calls for the fun of it. They're all over the world, and they're a WRTC type of contest thing. The only one I haven't been able to get is up on 15 meters, and this time of night you just ain't, he's dead. And 20 meters, even dead now. But I did work a couple up there a while ago. And, Jerry, I was going to look. I keep a paper log and a computer log. It looks like I worked about, 6 of them. And they're calls like November 1 whiskey, November 0 whiskey, November 5 whiskey, November 9 whiskey, and things like that. Just something to do. And last night I only worked two stations, and one of them was a Lima Zulu 0 WRTC in Bulgaria. And I could work him now, but I already did yesterday. But not a whole lot on there. We, of course, have been kind of quarantined to the house. And I forgot to turn on this radio for the net. And so I was glad to hear that somehow he got reversed around the Quebec through Tango. And I told him, well, you forgot me. Which he did, and I didn't have the radio on.
I heard you on a little earlier today talking to the 98-year-old ham, your voice sounded different, and I could hear a little bit of wheeze in there, too. You better take it easy with that voice, Tom. I could tell something wasn't right, but I hadn't heard, hadn't had the radio on that much, but I hadn't heard you on much at all, but your voice sounded a little different, so I didn't put two and two together, of course.
Roger, I hope you're feeling better. That was quite an honor, and he was in World War II in the Coast Guard, I believe, and then he was in another one, Korean War, in the Navy. They called him back at 98 years old. Wow. And, you know, 2 in 1 week, that's the greatest generation, man. I was really honored. I talked to a guy in Vermont. In fact, I got his card right here in front of me. Beautiful card with a picture of There's three churches in there, but they're back in the leaves across the lake, and the reflections, all three churches reflected in the water. And he was in Vermont, and he said his next birthday this year, he'll be 100 years old, Jerry.
Yeah, the guy you talked to, he sounded mighty good to be 98 years old. His voice sounded strong, and like you said, it's an honor to talk to somebody that's been there. I heard him say he'd been ham for 74 years or something like that. I said, thought to myself, so that's pretty amazing.
I'm kidding, and I almost missed him. I had stepped away, excuse me, from the radio, and I went over to the sink to wash out my coffee cup or something, and I just heard a noise in the background. I went back over there and throwed out my call sign and picked him up. But boy, he was just sharp as a razor, wasn't he, for 98 years old, for any age. And I just felt awfully lucky there.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of the guys, we've got a lot of guys that are owned up in the 90s that are still operating. Hey, not as many as, I hadn't heard that many of them lately, but I used to hear when 2 meters was real active back in the 80s. I heard the 80s and 90s, I heard a lot of guys that were well over 90 years old still going to Hamfest and still active. And most of them were CW ops. They were still active on CW. And one of the guys down the road from me, Tom, he was probably, when I first started operating, I guess he back in the late 70s, I guess he was probably in his 80s then, maybe early 80s, and he couldn't hear worth 2 cents. But he had a really good, I think he used a bug, but he had a, it didn't sound like a bug. You know, a lot of those guys have a rhythm to them when they send code. But he sent about 20 words to me. He could go a lot faster. He sent about 20 words to me, and we'd go back and forth. And he'd been a ham, you know, since sometime in the early 40s, I guess. Maybe it might have been, yeah, it seemed like, or maybe just after the war. But, and he was active up until his, you know, mid 90s, I'm sure. He's just, you know, dipoles, long wire, stuff like that. All he operated was CWV. He was real. He had thousands and thousands of QSL cars from over the years.
Several books full of them down there, Jerry. Bill N4 IQ's got drawers full of them down there. Now, there's a new one that popped up. Yeah, that ought to be an easy one, K4W.
That's a contest or just special event stations?
Hard time explaining it. Wait just a second here and see if I can. Gosh, you ought to be real strong. There's two. Yeah. Yeah, that's him. But there's a whole bunch of guys in there, Jerry. Let's see. If I can pick him up here. And that other station that's calling, right? Yeah, I got him. I'll put him in the logbook anyway, Jerry. He's moving right along.
It sounds like he was sending about 30, maybe, or something like that.
You're good, Jerry. That's exactly what I was sending.
The guy I was talking about, Tommy, when he helped me, I learned the code on my own, basically. I had a guy that would work with me on it, but this guy I was talking about, he told me, he said, he learn letters first, then you learn words, and then you learn phrases. He said, once you start hearing those things, he said, it's just a, it's a memory deal where you hear somebody calling, you know, Carousel or calling, dinner signal board. They said you can just start where you just pick up phrases and Yeah, I never was conversational in it, but I got where I could copy up. You know, I could copy a lot faster than I could send. But it wasn't. Some guys just weren't real. Some of the guys with bugs were a little harder for me to copy because some of those guys with keyers were easier for me. But the guys that had bugs, it was hard for me to copy some of those guys when they were going pretty fast. But he was a real good CWIP. He was, like I said, he was just real clear, and he had a great signal. He must have been running Drake's, I think. I'm not sure, but seems like that's what he had. But he just had a clear. I mean, when he got on there, man, you could hear him. It seemed like he ran an amp, but I don't remember which kind it was. But he ran, I want to say, maybe 250 watts out most of the time.